Gloria Norwood and Russell Joel Brown. They are working together to promote an incredibly important new mission called Good Neighbor Ministries. And first of all, welcome to the show. Good to see both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gloria, I'm gonna do this for 60 seconds simply because it's too important not to going on right now. Gloria was not aware that we were talking earlier about her late husband, Charlie Norwood, and his ongoing battle with the Corps of Engineers and all of what needs to be done here in the Augusta area as far as their work goes. Everywhere I go, Gloria, whenever this topic comes up, everybody says the same thing. We miss Charlie. Charlie was there. I had no doubt in my mind that if Charlie were still with us, he would have beaten the Corps of Engineers on this issue, and I think they'd be doing business differently around the country. And I think Rick Allen's about mad enough at this point to pick up that hammer and start going at it.
That's good news. Well, Charlie fought him every day, and nothing he liked better than a good fight. So hopefully Rick will step right up and take care of business.
Well, this is the same Norwood, in case you're wondering. That's Mrs. Norwood, Mrs. Charlie Norwood, who's in the studio with us. Russell Joel Brown is most recently noted on the stage of the Augusta Players. He played Cole House Walker in the incredible production of Ragtime. I know that you're still coming down from your high on that. I don't know of a single performance the Players have ever done that was more appreciated or lauded than that one.
Well, I'm really proud of our work, and it was a great pleasure to finally play the role. So, I love the Players, of course. We both grew up in the Players, and it's great to be back on the player stage.
Well, both of you have kind of stepped into this new responsibility with both feet, and you're going at it 180 miles an hour. Good Neighbor Ministries. Tell us a little bit about it, Russell, and how you became a part of this organization.
Well, Good Neighbor Ministries has been in business for a long time. It's an agency that does a lot of work in Harrisburg, and Gloria can speak much better than I to that organization, but Good Neighbor Ministries is sponsoring Boys with a Future.
And Boys with a Future, I guess, is the new part of what's going on here, not in Good Neighbor Ministries, because Good Neighbor Ministries has been part of the medical mission in Harrisburg for a long, long time. I remember that work well.
Well, Good Neighbor Ministries, we started the nonprofit in 2008 with the last bit of Charlie's campaign money. I had the joy of giving all that campaign money away, and with the last piece of it, we were able to start Good Neighbor Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. You mentioned the medical. We took a piece of that money and set that aside to start the clinic in Harrisburg, which is on Crawford Avenue, and that is Harrisburg Family Health Care. So the last of Charlie's campaign money was invested in Harrisburg, but Good Neighbor Ministries, his mission is to embrace the people of Harrisburg and to build relationships through love, and that's what it's done all these years. Boys with a Future is our brand new endeavor, speaking to and attacking the crisis that our inner city boys are facing.
And it's called Boys with a Future?
Boys with a Future, yes.
And was this a campaign of your creation, or did others come to you and say, we need you to help out with this?
No, you know, it's interesting. Everybody is talking about education in Augusta, and everybody's talking about education around the country. And I have been, I know that God is calling me to work with kids, and I thought that it was going to be opening a school. But then simultaneously, Gloria and Marcia Jones and the people at Good Neighbor Ministries were thinking, well, we've been working with these children in our community since they were born and since they were in elementary school. Well, now they're in middle and high school, and something has to be done to save them from not graduating high school and not having a great outcome. And so, simultaneously, these two things were happening. I really want to work with boys. I really want to work with kids in this community. And there were these new people that I just met in March of this year who were thinking along the same lines. And so we kept talking and kept talking. And this was the perfect and logical conclusion to what we were both seeking to do.
By the way, Good Neighbor Ministries, it has its own Facebook page. You got a website too, don't you, Gloria?
Not very well.
Okay, it's out there, but not a good one. The reason I'm asking is because there are a lot of people that like to donate or get more information online. Now, I know that through the Good Neighbors Ministries Facebook page, you can contribute right through that. I did it,
yes.
So I know you can do it. It's easy to do.
Thank you. We appreciate you donating.
It's a fantastic and worthwhile cause. I mentioned this because I want to make sure that you folks know how to get to Good Neighbor Ministries, and you can search it up on Facebook, Good Neighbor Ministries. I believe it's the only one of its kind. There's not another one, and it'll take you straight to the Augusta, the Augusta Incarnation. And again, you can look immediately and see the Crawford Avenue address and all of the certain and specific information letting you know you're at the right place. Let everybody know, Russell, real quick. Well, first of all, you went to Aquinas High School.
I did.
Right? Did I know you got a big family. Did all of your siblings go to Aquinas?
All seven of us.
Okay, now, folks, let me tell you what that means. Let me tell you what that means. That signals, in my humble opinion, that, because everybody says, oh, that's a great school, that's why Russell and his siblings did so well. No, the reason Russell and his siblings did so well is because they had parents that were conscientious enough to send them to a school like Aquinas. What went right with you went right long before you stepped into a schoolhouse.
Absolutely.
Same thing with me and my family. It is one of the most heartbreaking things in the world to try and repair the damage that has been done by a lack of adequate parenting.
You're absolutely right.
And I don't know that the public school system is equipped. As a matter of fact, I can guarantee you they're not equipped to handle it. They don't have access to the kids.
Yeah. Well, there's no school that's set up for that. There's no school that's going to be able to repair that type of damage. However, there is additional support that the community can give, because we all know that the schools are not set up to do that.
And again, we really have to step up in our roles as parents, number one, and number two, supporters of programs like this, like Boys with a Future and Good Neighbor Ministries, for that matter. That's where the repairs are done effectively. It's not done through a governmental agency that has to serve kids of every level. I mean, it's school is great for reading, writing, and arithmetic. And every now and then, you get a really good background in the fine arts or athletics, and that's wonderful. What they can't do is replace a mother, a father, a big brother, a big sister. And I'm not going to say that Boys with a Future is able to replace that, but you're actually able to help those specific young men with issues, with disadvantages at home, mm-hmm. that the school system, again, is just not equipped to handle.
That's right. Exactly what the basis of our plan is to have a wraparound program. Many people will ask, well, why don't you just use Boys Club? Boys Club is wonderful, but Boys with a Future is offering so much more, because our boys, these 13, 14-year-olds, have missed so much. They come from broken home situations. They are not doing well in school. So we are trying to, yes, focus on academics, because we have to help them get through high school. Without a high school diploma, they don't get out of poverty. They have to get out of high school. But also the total nurturing of mind, body, and spirit, with what Russell brings to it, with giving them drama and speech and dance that helps them see other parts of the world, and recreation. We have a person who is in charge of recreation. So this is a whole wraparound program that incorporates their family and helps when they are in crisis with a power bill or don't have dinner tonight. That's where we are with this level of poverty. It is very hard for most of us to understand what American poverty looks like. And I'm going to tell you something. It exists in Harrisburg and many other communities in our town. These boys come out of a school situation that the record of from a national test in 2015 in Richmond County schools, only 27% of the black boys graduated from high school.
It's
you get
shocking.
That 27%. And out of those who didn't get out of high school, help me say this right, Russell, mm-hmm. half of them went to jail.
Right.
Now, we are talking about a group of young Americans who are our future, who are in crisis. They're in academic crisis, and they're in life crisis. And so we are trying to bring together highly professional, skilled people to embrace these 10 to 12 boys and be their extended family and be their help in every way that we can think up. That's why we're sitting here today asking for you to help us and others to help us, because it's everybody's problem. It's not just ours.
That's
okay.
For sure.
Got to take a quick break. We'll do that. We'll come back more with Gloria and Russell Joel Brown in just a moment. Stay with us. The Austin Road Show on a busy Monday afternoon. We'll be right back.
Your afternoon commute, we're finding the traffic delays for the accidents in South Augusta this afternoon. Winter Spring Road at Peach Orchard Road, also Winter Spring Road in front of the Walmart Neighborhood Market there at Tobacco Road, and also in Hepzibah, Winter Spring Road at Highway 88. And we have an accident, Richmond Hill Road at Lumpkin Road. In Beach Island, an accident, Old Jackson Road at Kimberly Acres Drive. Elsewhere, traffic is moving at a normal pace. Keep it hands-free getting home. And the WGAC 24-hour news, traffic and weather center, I'm Zach Taylor.
The Austin Road Show is on News Talk WGAC.
It is unmistakable, ladies and gentlemen, the one product that I have gotten more feedback on in the last 10 or 15 years in promotional work for this program and for the radio station, CBD products. And I'm here to tell you, it took me by surprise. It took me by shock. When I started using CBD products from your CBD store, I was amazed how effective these incredible. No, people are not in line to see Santa Claus or even Vince Dooley down the street. It's that cotton picking Popeye sandwich again. We were just talking about that, and folks don't have a lot to do they? All right, we've got Gloria Norwood and Russell Joel Brown in studio with us this afternoon, and I wanted to share with you folks, I put a link on the Austin Roadshow page to the fundraiser that they've got going. Good Neighbor Ministries is working with Russell Joel Brown and a few other folks specifically for this program that's aimed at young men at risk, and the name is Boys with a Future. I want to make sure that I got that right. There's a fundraising campaign going on right now. Again, Russell's fundraiser for the Good Neighbors Ministry and Boys with a Future program is featured online right this minute at the Austin Roadshow page on Facebook, so you can go there and hopefully donate. And again, this is something that I personally support as well. I would never ask you folks to support something that I don't support myself. And Russell, real quick, you've got a set number of young men that are in the program, and that's good because you kind of, it's almost like enrolling in the military. you're signed up, they belong to you and you belong to them.
That's right. But you know, we also have we have one teacher for every three boys. So it's not one teacher teaching 20 or 25, but
I want to make clear, this is not a situation where you've got 50 random boys showing up different days of the week. This is a set group of young men who are assigned to the group. They're approved, they're vetted for the group, they're approved for the group. You know who they are, they know who you are, you know where they live, you know who their parents are, whatever family situation they have. This is a relationship that you're able to maintain with this set group of young men.
Yes, it is. And you know, we've hired the very best teachers that we could find. They have, of the four teachers, we have 140 years of experience among them.
And again, this is a 1-to-3 ratio.
Yes.
Without getting specific for obvious reasons, can you give me a little taste of the background to some of these boys that you're dealing with and what makes them quote unquote at risk?
Well, you know, we find so many barriers to their education. I mean, you know, we have a boy who has had sleep apnea for years. And so his mother said he's up about 4 hours a night with, you know, waking up from sleep apnea. Well, we know that he has apnea and we know that he's up 4 hours a night, then why hasn't it been addressed yet? But
so he can't be expected to perform at normal levels in a regular school setting.
There's no way.
I'm watching a TV show right now called Atypical about young people with autism.
Okay.
And it's amazing how high functioning they can be in certain respects, mm-hmm. completely intellectual, completely cooperative and respectful and everything, but because of whatever affects them, there are certain areas of their life that literally send them out of control.
That's right.
And as a result, some of them cannot be in regular school settings.
That's right.
For their own safety as well as other people's.
Right. But we have our boys after school. So we're going 3 days a week. We offer homework help and tutoring, but also we're supporting their math skills and literacy as well. Because as we know, if a child can't read, he can't be successful in any other subject. We already know that. So in Richmond County right now, there was a study that was released recently where in Georgia, in the state of Georgia, 37% of fourth graders have a below basic reading level. Well, that's over a third.
And again, I hate to bring this up, but it needs to be said. Russell, I bet you $10 No school taught you how to read. Your parents did.
Absolutely.
That was the same with my, in my situation, same with my son.
Absolutely.
And my daughter, for that matter, they learned how to read because they had engaged parents.
That's right.
And that's almost impossible to repair that, but God bless you, you're trying.
Yeah. But if we know that it's not happening at home, or we know it's not happening often enough at home, then we have to do something about it. We knew it 20 years ago. We knew it 10 years ago. We knew it 6 months ago. So if we know it's not happening, then what are we going to do about it other than sit and say it's not happening?
By the way, I had somebody send me an email a little while ago saying that this is what happens when you have absent fathers. It's not necessarily absent fathers all the time. Some of the best families I know were single parent families, mothers that were incredibly strong. Some of the weakest folks I know came from two parent households that were clueless.
Right.
Laura, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot, I'm not trying to tell your age or anything, but I know Charlie was away in Vietnam for a number of years. Did you have kids at home then?
Oh, yes. We were married before dental school, so we had both sons. When he went to Vietnam, he was only in Vietnam a year.
But he was away for the service.
He was away. Well, he was just away that year, and then he had 2 years in the Army, so we were together after that. But the fatherless home is epidemic.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to underline that. It is epidemic, and that's
what... Well, I was going to say, is you got a little bit of a taste of that.
Yes, but I was also surrounded by the rest of my family.
Exactly.
In Valdosta.
That's the difference.
That's the difference. So many of our kids do have these excruciatingly difficult home lives that there's no way to really, except to try to embrace them. And at some level, try to do some parenting classes, try to encourage some of that so that we can bring everybody together to improve the lot of these boys.
Okay. I need to take a break for our local news. When we come back, Russell and I will go over a little bit more specifically about what these young men are engaging in their contact with the Boys with a Future program. Stay with us. They need your help, folks. We're looking for community support in whatever way you can. Check out the link at the Austin Roadshow page on Facebook now so you can contribute as well. We'll be back. Minnesota Mike in for Gail Mino. Stay with us. All right, we are back. Austin Road Show on a busy Monday afternoon. Gloria Norwood and Russell Joel Brown are here with us. Boys with a Future is one of the programs that they have been running through the Good Neighbors Ministries. How long has this initiative been going, Russell?
Do you know? We just launched 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yes.
And Gloria, you were mentioning the core neighborhood, the core age group of young men that this program draws from has already suffered some shocking losses, not the boys specifically that were involved with the program, but among their peer group and among their friends and family members. To share what you just told me a minute ago.
Well, out of this is the middle age and high school boys, but out of this group of boys, last year, one was shot and killed, and it's one that we've known for years. He was the best-looking kid, wrong place, wrong time. And another was one of the boys that we really tried to reach him and never successfully did, and he's just been sent to jail for the rest of his life for killing a lady. This is what these boys live with every day. I mean, crisis stories and crisis situations. That is our reason to reach out and try to embrace them in a path that will help them succeed and get through high school. Without that high school diploma, there is no breaking out of poverty.
Again, the fundraiser that we're pushing specifically today is reachable through the Austin Roadshow page on Facebook. You can just click there and go. By the way, Gloria gave me some good news just a minute ago. I did not know about this until she mentioned it. On May 15th, Russell Joel Brown is bringing back his incredibly amazing and legendary From Mozart to Motown special that he started, what did you say, 15 years ago is when the first
one? That was the last one.
That was the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I knew that you started. So you started it
2002.
Wow.
And we did 2002, 3, and 4, sold out the Imperial 5 times.
Yeah, and you did, I was going to say, you did all kind of variations on it. You did Christmas special.
Yes.
You did several different versions of Mozart to Motown. Mm-hmm. And so you're bringing it back May 15th as a fundraiser for Boys with a Future.
Yes.
And that will be at the Miller Theater.
At the Miller Theater,
yeah,
yes.
A little bit bigger venue. And you're hoping for a sellout there, too.
Absolutely.
Man, that's fantastic. We'll certainly be promoting that a little closer to the event. We've got a long time to plan for it. But again, mark your calendars now and keep keeping an ear out May 15th. Russell, describe what goes on with the boys that are in the program right now, Boys of the Future. What's a typical day like when you're interacting with these young men?
So our components are four. We have four components to the program. It's academics in the first position, and that's the most important thing. But the other three components of the arts, recreation, and missions all support the academics. So on a typical day, they're going to come in, have a snack. Then they're going to get academic support. That's in the form of homework help. That's in the form of beefing up their math skills, beefing up their literacy. But then after they have an hour and a half, an hour of that, then we're going to have dinner. And then they have a full dinner, healthy dinner, every night when they come. And then we're going to go into the arts and have a full hour of arts. And right now that looks like drama with me, but we are going to expose them to all of the other art forms as well. And we'll hire the best teachers that we can find to do dance, to do music, to do visual arts. And so they'll have this robust arts instruction as well as the academics. But then we also have recreation, and they're going to, right now they're playing basketball, but they'll also have other recreation activities.
So is this a 5 day a week?
We're only 3 days right now.
3 days, okay.
We're hoping to expand to 5 days in the next school year.
And
we desperately need to get to 5 days, and that's all based on how much money we can raise and us learning also how this program needs to develop. We are so new in getting started. We are all learning, but if we could do 5 days a week, maybe Sunday through Thursday, it would be exactly what we need to do.
So is this a program that you're able to continue through the summer at this point?
Absolutely. I actually met the boys this past summer because Good Neighbor Ministries asked me if I would design a summer program for the boys. And so I did. I fell in love with them. They fell in love with me. And then the conversation was around, well, what do we do with the boys now? They're going back to school, and there's nothing for them to do after school that's like the summer program that we had.
How many schools are represented among this group of boys at UF?
Four.
Four different schools. Mm-hmm. And is this a program where you have a beginning and an end? Do you have I don't want to say a graduation. Will these young men at some point age out of the program? How does it work?
They will. They're aging out. Their graduation is the graduation from high school, and we're not giving up until they do.
So your intention with this group of young men mm-hmm. is to stay with them until they graduate from high school.
That's right.
And have a career path, not just graduate from high school, but know what they're going to do next. Now, this is long term, but Jesse Norman started someplace, and that's where we are. Our
right.
goal is to have a program of excellence. I want the governor to want to come down and see this program. I mean, we are not messing around with this little after school program. That is not what we're doing. We are in this for the long haul and for the big time. That's the only way you're going to make a difference with these kids in this world.
Mm-hmm. Russell, when it comes to the academics, these teachers are they full-time teachers? They come to you
retired.
After they're retired. That's even
retired
better. That way they're not burned out at the end of the day.
That's right.
Somebody sent me a note about that. So are we getting full-time teachers that are coming in their own free time? These are retired teachers.
Retired teachers, and that's by design.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've also paid.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So we are paid teachers.
Yeah.
And they will tell you they're old school.
Mm-hmm. They're old school.
Teachers.
Get up on that mic a little bit.
They're old school.
Old school.
That's right. That's right. But, it was by design that we hired retirees because I've taught a full day of school. And I know if you do what you're supposed to do during the school day, you don't have anything left.
Ask my wife. She'll tell you in a heartbeat.
You don't have anything left. Not for an after school program that's going until 8:30.
Yeah. Especially if you get started at 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
You've been around a lot of young people. Is there a better time than not to reach them? Are you of the same opinion that I am, that the younger you get them, the better? Almost.
Definitely. The younger, the better. And that's but we have who we have, and we have the boys that God sent to us. And so,
and a lot of times you don't know you have a problem until the problems start manifesting a little bit older.
That's true. But I mean, for boys who are growing up in poverty, children who are growing up in poverty, we know that we need to get them early as possible. But God sent these boys to us. And so we can't say back to God, well, can you send me some kindergartners? Because I think that would be better. I mean, you work with who God sends you. And so, But yeah, we're working with these boys, and there is time to save them. There really is. I mean, if you're in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, even ninth grade, there's time. But it has to be intentional, and it has to be strategic. And that's what we're there for, to give them things that their parents probably can't navigate in the way that we can.
Is there a behavior expectation out of
Absolutely.
These young men, and you let them know that, hey, you're there for them, but they've got to toe the line?
Absolutely. Because one of the things that I ran into in the classroom was there are these kids who are acting out and get standing in the way of the rest of the students' education. And it was infuriating because in some instances, I didn't have the support to be able to extricate those children so that the kids who wanted to learn could learn. Well, I don't believe in that because I was a good student. And if somebody were acting up and using up 45 minutes of time when we were supposed to be learning, no, sir.
Russell, you were at Aquinas back in the day when I was in school. And I guarantee you, especially at Aquinas, you get a rap on the knuckles
on
from
the knuckles,
a nun
that's
or a
right.
priest if you weren't careful.
Yeah,
one of the
Sister
brothers.
Mary, whomever.
That's it. Holy cow. So we got to take our final break. We'll do that. We'll come back and wrap things up with Gloria Norwood and Russell Joel Brown telling you all about Boys with a Future, a very important new program as part of the ongoing mission of the Good Neighbor Ministries, operating all out of Crawford Avenue. We'll give you the specific address, guys, some folks interested in that, in just a minute. So stay with us. We'll wrap things up following these important words. We'll be right back. We're working with a great program called Boys with a Future, which is part of the Good Neighbors Ministries on Central Avenue. Shame on me. Crawford Avenue. I know it like the back of my hand. And my great-grandmother lived right around the corner from where you guys are located on Fenwick Street, she was. Mm. And it went for many years to Crawford Avenue Baptist Church, speak of the devil. By the way, your physical location, Gloria, you were mentioning that some folks like to send an envelope rather than click a button on the internet, and that's fine too. Do you have an address for anybody that wants to support this the old-fashioned way? Go ahead and tell everybody.
We certainly do. Yeah. Good Neighbor Ministries, you can mail a check or certainly cash to 309 Crawford Avenue, Augusta, Georgia, 30904. That's Good Neighbor Ministries, 30904, and the street address is 309 Crawford Avenue.
Real quick, just for folks that missed the beginning of the interview, Good Neighbor Ministries is a project that was really initiated with Charlie Norwood's leftover campaign money after he passed away.
Well, it was the last of his campaign money. It was my job to... I gave it all away except for this one last CD, and it came to me at the time that I could start Good Neighbor Ministries with Marcia Jones. That was like in 2007, 2008 in Harrisburg. Our mission is to help Harrisburg people by reaching out in love and building relationships.
Did Charlie have this in mind?
No. We had nothing to do with Harrisburg. This has nothing to do with anything.
This was a brainchild of his. He just knew that this was something that it was going to give you the option to use to your desire. I didn't know that if it was something he had planned or
no, actually this was God sent me to St. Luke, to Harrisburg in the year when I was cleaning up all the offices and finishing all of that up. I'd gotten to know Marcia. She had gone to St. Luke to work. I'd gotten to know her, was helping her a little bit with a group of girls, and a clear message came to me sitting in Trinity one day, and the message was, how many more sermons do you need to hear, Gloria, before you actually go do something? So,
there you go.
Sounds just
I am
like
just
God.
Doing what I was sent to do. Many good things have come out of this. Boys with the Future has come about this year, and the people we tell the story to are just opening up their hearts to help us because they know these boys are our future. Mm-hmm. These are not those boys. These are our boys. These are Augusta boys that need help.
The Harrisburg neighborhood has been a fascinating microcosm of everything that's right and, unfortunately, everything that's wrong with the Augusta community. There have been some incredible success stories out of Harrisburg. There have been some wonderful rebirths, if you want to call it that. The neighborhood's coming back in a lot of ways. But sadly, there's a lot of mischief in that neighborhood still as well.
It is.
This is a great opportunity to support an effort that is built right in the heart of the neighborhood. And you end up helping. You said there were four schools represented among the young men that you're working with right now. I'd be willing to bet you all of them are close by to Harrisburg or that neck of the woods.
Well, they're not all, but I mean, a lot of them are, but they're, I would say they're the usual suspects. Yeah. I mean, without calling names,
from the usual neighborhoods.
Yeah,
and it's so sad because if these young men don't have a place to go, they go back to the streets. Mm-hmm. They go back to the very bleak prospects that they have mm-hmm. without you know, the support of the community at large. And you know, we can say what we want to about parents being there or not being there, but there's a certain point in time, 7th, 8th, 9th grade, when you're hanging around outside, and if you, whatever your parents taught you isn't in your heart and in your mind, you're going to go down a road. And sometimes, even if your parents taught you right, Lord have mercy, I had plenty of friends of mine made very, very bad choices when they were growing up that ended up costing them dearly in later life. And sometimes these young men, the ones that you're dealing with, as Gloria mentioned a minute ago, they don't survive the mistakes they make.
That's right. And you know, every child wants to belong to something. Every child, I don't care where they come from, I don't care what their background is, every child wants to belong to something. And I think that we have to create the institutions that are going to benefit them for them to belong to, because the streets want them, especially the streets want them. And that's something to belong to.
Hmm. Our boys right now are making the decision if they can stay in school, great. But if they drop out of school, they're straight to the gangs. I mean, that is what this is so critical right this minute. We reach them now or we don't reach them.
Russell, you have a conversation with some of these young men about what, I mean, I understand anybody that looks and sees the lifestyle of a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid that's driving an expensive car with expensive gold on their fingers and hanging around their necks, they see that and they light up, and I understand how that works. But do any of them ever make the connection, connect the dots, 1, 2, 3, past the 2 or 3 dots at age 18? There's virtually none of these guys that are alive at 25. They're either in prison or they're dead.
Right.
And sometimes the ones that are dead are the lucky ones.
But that pathway is normalized. And so these boys at 10, 11, 12 don't expect to live beyond 25 or 30.
Good Lord. That's heartbreaking beyond description.
Right. And so that whole path is normalized for them.
It also makes me want to grab up a number of these young men and show them what life is like in prison. Because Rico went away.
Right.
They don't understand the hell that life behind bars is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if maybe we need to revisit the old scared straight.
That's why that was so successful.
Yeah, yeah, mentality, because these young men really need to understand what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I should say that all of your contributions are tax deductible through the 501c3, which is Good Neighbor Ministries. And so we welcome your support and certainly welcome your prayers as well.
Thank you so much for your time today, Austin. We're sorry you're over there coughing and carrying on. Keep the germs
really
on your side of the desk, please, sir. We don't want them, but we will talk while you can't talk.
One more time, give the address and everything.
The address is Good Neighbor Ministries, 309 Crawford Avenue, and the zip code is 30904. Of course, you know, you may know Russell or me, so you can reach us by our local phone numbers. We're right here and would love to talk to any of you or go to any club meeting that you would like for us to speak at. We'll do our little dog and pony show.
That's right.
God bless you. I think it came back a little bit. That's important to note. Russell, you are eligible to come by and speak to civic clubs.
Absolutely.
Make these presentations known to the local leaders of charitable organizations and civic organizations, because you need their help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we can come anytime. So if you extend the invitation, we'll be there.
Thank you guys so much for coming. I'm sorry I'm having to go out on a bad note here with my throat, but you understand what I'm dealing with.
I understand
here.
Completely.
All right. Thank you guys so much. It's been an honor to have you here, and we'll look forward to hearing more good things. And Russell will come back and see us when it's time to talk about his concert in May.
Yes. Right. Thank you so much,
Austin.
Thank you for your help.
All right. Appreciate y'all's patience with me out there on the other end of the radio here. Hopefully my throat will be a little bit better tomorrow, slowly but surely. I thought I had it licked today, but almost.